Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Welcome, 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 people of God all over the world. We are excited, excited, excited that you decided to drop in, hallelujah, on this last first Monday night of December 2022. We bless the name of the Lord for you, Queen. We're excited about what the word of God is going to be ministered on tonight. We pray that you will be blessed, hallelujah, refreshed and revived. So call, text, tweet, or just invite someone in to let them know that, hallelujah, the word of the Lord is about to come alive to you and you and you. Again, welcome to the people of God all over the world. We bless the name of the Lord for you, and we want you to know that we love you, and we are always praying for you. God bless you.
Good evening. Scripture reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, and it states, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." May God add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and readers of this word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good evening, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Monday night. Well, the word of the Lord comes alive. And, Father, we just stop by to say thank you. Thank you how you got us through this day, Lord God. You kept us from seen and unseen danger. We say thank you. We didn't get a 911 call on today, Lord God. We say thank you. Our loved ones still in the land of the living. We say thank you. Oh, this is the day you have made, and we did rejoice and was glad in it. And we just come with a humble heart and stretch out arms tonight to welcome you to rule and reign in our lives tonight, Lord God. Have your way in our lives tonight, Lord God. Deliver us and set us free in the mind, body, soul, and spirit tonight, Lord God. That a word will come forth that will penetrate our hearts, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Father God. Continuously pour back into him as he pour out to your people, Lord God. And we say thank you. Keep your arms around the whole entire Matthew family, Father God. Keep them all from seen and unseen danger. Keep them all from seen and unseen sickness, Lord God. Keep your arms around them in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you and bless your holy name. We thank you for Dr. Wilkes and her child family, Father God. Continuously do a new thing in her family, Father God, through her family, for her family, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name. We thank you for Rita, Lord God, that faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. Continue to bless her and her entire family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord God. Have your way in her family, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up tonight, praise you tonight, magnify your name, the name above all names. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up all the sick and the shut in unto you tonight, Father God. Thank you that you're making house calls on tonight. healing and deliverance, setting free, and we say thank you. Stop by all the hospitals on the night, go from floor to floor, room to room, heal and deliver and set free, Father God, that only you can do, Lord God. Just one touch, and we say thank you. Stop by all the nursing homes, Lord God, near and far, Father God. Go from room to room, floor to floor in the nursing homes on tonight, Lord God, and make that crooked thing in their lives straight, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord God. We come to magnify your name, Lord God. We lift up all the homeless tonight to you, Father God. We ask you to do a new thing for the homeless, Father God. Open up doors for the homeless that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight for breakthroughs, Father God, and not a breakdown. We thank you that we all getting better and not bitter. We thank you that we are the victors and no longer the victims. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We above and not beneath. That we are more than conquerors, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. Lift up Mother Allen and her entire family to you tonight, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God. Oh, we ask you to do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Lord God. Just saturate St. Louis with your presence, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord God. We come to magnify your name, Lord God. We lift up Biden and Harris to you, Lord God. We ask you to do a new thing to them, for them, and around them in the White House, Lord God. Cover and keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Father God. Keep your arms around them, Lord God. Keep them from seeing and unseen danger, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere tonight because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places, Lord God. We say have your way tonight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up all the airplanes, the trains, the buses, the cars to you tonight. Be offensive around them. Keep them from accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in every city throughout the nation, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for ordering our footsteps, Lord God, leading the reckless in all truth, Lord God. And we say thank you. Your word say no prayer come near our dwelling, Lord God, that you have given your angels charge over us. So we thank you that our angels is being released tonight, Lord God, to keep us, protect us, to shield us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We say thank you. If it had not been for you, where would I be this day? And I say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you're continuously healing Pastor Leon and Saginaw, Father God. You are lung specialist for her, Lord God. Strengthen her lungs, Lord God, so she can get off her oxygen, Lord God. Let her oxygen flow normal in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you. We plead the entire blood of Jesus over the whole entire Saginaw area, Father God. Keep all our loved ones safe from all harm and danger, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. Your word say no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. We say thank you. We will continually look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Our joy comes from you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Lift up all bereaved families to you tonight, Father God. We thank you for being their comforter, Father God. We thank you for meeting their every needs right now, God. Even in bereavement, Father God, we thank you for salvation will come out of it, Father God. It's a great opportunity for salvation to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free, Lord God. And we just say thank you. Oh, because you are the reason for this season, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name. We magnify your name, Father. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you, Father God. But we can do all things through Christ and strengthen us. So we thank you for strength tonight. We thank you for your peace. Because your words say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace. We thank you in advance as we lay down tonight, sleep and slumber, Lord God, how you dispatching our angels, sustaining us and keeping us. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, oh Lord God. Because we are nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So have your way tonight on this line. In your Jesus' precious, wonderful name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. Have your way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. We lift you up on tonight, Father God, on this evening, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just come thanking you for all that you've done for us, Father God. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, for another opportunity to come on the line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And some bombard the heavens, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with our petitions, Father God, and our prayers, oh God, for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and even our families, Father God. And we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that you're sitting high, you're looking low, Father God. You know everything that pertains to each of our lives, Father God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're moving right now by your spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on each and every person, Father God, in each and every circumstance and situation in their lives, Father God. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because we thank you, God, that all things, oh God, are possible with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, man may fail us, Father God, but all things are possible with you because you are the God of possibility, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. What's impossible for man is possible with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to give you praise on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for all you've done, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, how you keep watch over us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and the things, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're working on even behind the scenes, Father God, that we know nothing about, Father God, glory to your name. And Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for our overseer, Dr. LeVon Matthews, on tonight. I give you praise and glory and honor for him, Father God, and I pray, Father God, that you would just strengthen him, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, as he, oh God, hallelujah, brings forth the word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that as he pours out, Father God, I pray right now that even as you empty them out, Father God, that you fill them back up each and every single time, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I pray that his food and his water is blessed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I pray, Father God, that everywhere his feet tread, Father God, is blessed. His hands are blessed, Father God. The work of his hands, Father God. I pray, oh God, glory, hallelujah, blood covering over him and his family, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, I pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for the warring angels on assignment, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to go in war, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on his behalf, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I pray, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that you continue to pour wisdom from on high in him, Father God. New wisdom from on high, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you continue to pour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Revelation and knowledge upon them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, continue to unlock those golden mysteries, oh God, that you give to them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to bring unto your people, Father God, in this hour, Father God, show them to go in and about, how to go in and about and around your people in new strategic ways, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Bless his mother, Father God. Continue to touch her body, Father God. Bless his father and his children and grand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Bless Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Father God. And each and every leader, Father God. Each and every, oh God, member, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, bless LeVon Matthews Ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for taking him to new dimensions in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for the great effectual open doors that are opening up before him, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you that you're meeting every one of his needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we do lift up, oh God, glory, hallelujah, Administrator Risa Bryan on tonight, Father God. We thank you for her, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you just covering her and keeping her and her family. Oh God, in this hour, meeting every one of your needs. attorneys by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Father God, we pray, Father God, even for the intercessors, oh God, that will come after me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray for Dr. Zilks, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for her ministry. We thank you, God, that you're meeting every one of our needs. By your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and covering her and her family, Father God. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for Evangelist Piggott on tonight, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor for your movement, Father God, on the things that concern her and her family, Father God, and moving over her ministry, Father God. We give you praise, oh God, glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing, Father God, for each and every one of your people connected to this line, Father God, and we lift up even, oh God, Chanel Bullock on tonight, Sister Chanel Bullock on tonight, even as she read the scripture, Father God. We thank you, dear God, for blessing her, Father God, coming and going in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and all the awesome leaders, Father God. Oh, God, connected to this line, we just give you the praise and glory and honor for what you're doing in their ministries and in their lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for well portals opening up over your people, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and that you, hallelujah, have already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that in this dispensation, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that every need will be met, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for your people, Father God. And I'm thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, for every single promise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, coming to pass. Oh, God, quickly and quickly in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as we continue, Father God, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, Father God. Your word tells us, oh, God, that all things will be added unto us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, as we continue to obey you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Give us the strength to obey you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as we stand on your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In 1 Samuel 15:22, Father God, where it says obedience is better than sacrifice, Father God. And then the 23rd verse goes on to say, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, Father God. The stubbornness is as iniquity, oh, God, and idolatry, Father God. So, Father God, put us in remembrance of your word, Father God. Give us due right spirit, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, put us in remembrance of your word in Isaiah 1:19, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, it says if you're willing and obedient, we would eat the good of the land, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, help us to remember the 20th verse, Father God, that says, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, but if we rebel, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we shall be devoured, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, by the sword. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, help us to remember, Father God, hallelujah, that is the words, oh, God, that have been released out of your mouth, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Now, Father God, strengthen us, Father God, even as we stand on your word in Isaiah 40:31, and it says, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you, for your faith being released upon this line tonight, Father God, as we stand on your word in Matthew 21:22, and it says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. So, Father God, ignite our faith tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, where we feel, oh, God, hallelujah, hopeless, Father God. Ignite the faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to new levels and dimensions in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we stand on your word, Father God, in 1 Corinthians 15:57, as we release victory over your people tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And it says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, God, for victory on every single hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover the families tonight, Father God, each and every family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, get in, Father God, and root out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All hatred, arguments, bickering, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and put the families on one accord, cause them to walk in love towards one another. Forget about, oh, God, the past arguments, the past difficulties, Father God, but stabilize the families tonight. Stabilize the marriages tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Satan, keep those marriages, Father God. And we just giving you praise and glory and honor, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you just covering us, your people, on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Touch the heart, Father God. Oh, man, tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Draw our hearts close to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, shift the mindsets tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, keep our minds stayed on you, Father God, because you said in your word in Isaiah 26:3 that you keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So, Father God, Give us a divine mindset, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. One tonight, Father God. And Father God, that carnal mindset, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, all that thinking, Father God, we cast it into the fiery sea, oh, God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're giving us the mind of Christ tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just bless you, Father God. And I come into agreement, Father God, with, oh, God, hallelujah, Sister Gwenny on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, concerns the angels being dispatched, oh, God. I dispatch the angels, Father God. I decree and declare to every archangel, Father God, be dispatched tonight to go to war for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to retrieve that which the enemy has stolen, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, to break up and destroy every single hindrance and blockage, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that has been delaying, oh, God, the blessings for your people, Father God. So I decree and declare that Michael, you go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Raphael, you go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, oh, Gabrielle, go right now and war on behalf of the people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, Uriel, go right now, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for Jophiel, going right now, Father God. Shamiel, going right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Zadokiel, go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Nathaniel, go right now and war on behalf of God's people. Oh, God, hallelujah, getting a victory for the people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up every principality, every high and holy thing that exalt itself against your knowledge and your power tonight, Father God. We send, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, every opposing force back to the pit of hell right now, and every trick and every trap and every toy and every plan of the enemy has now been rendered null and void. And we just thank you right now. This atmosphere is conducive for blessings, oh, God, miracles, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, salvation and deliverance. And we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We pray against every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers and petitions that have gone up, oh, God, thus far, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you while you're yet speaking. We're yet speaking. You already answered, oh, God. And we give you praise and glory and honor and all good and perfect gifts are coming down from you, the Father of light, with whom there is no variation of shame. Oh, God, and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for tonight, God. We thank you for the intercessors, oh, God, that knows how to pray and to press through, oh, God. We pray that you will pour back into, Lord God, the intercessors tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we need you like never before, oh, God, and we thank you that we have the ability, Lord God, to stand on our watch, Lord God, and to pray for such a time as this, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that it's high time, Lord God, and it's time for us to intercede and to pray for those that cannot pray for themselves, God, to go into the secret place with you, Father, so that you can reveal your secrets to us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we're able to go beyond the veil today, oh God, and be able to seek your face, Lord God, and know, Lord God, that you will respond to our prayers and, Lord God, and to our praise, oh God, because you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor, God. We lift your name up, oh God. We magnify you. We thank you, Father, for being such a good and faithful Father, God. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us one more day, oh God, allowing us, Lord God, to come on this line, Lord God, and to be able to hear the sound, Lord God, that is coming forth from heaven, God. We glorify you and we magnify your name, Jesus. We ask that your name, Lord God, be made known across the land in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, that you will touch, Lord God, those that need you right now in Jesus' name, God, as they stretch forth their hands, God. Sometimes we don't know what to say, God, but if we just wave our hands, God, we know, Lord God, that you will hear, Lord God, the waving of our hands, God, and you will draw near to us, so God, so thank you tonight, God, for hearing our petitions tonight, God. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, God, knowing and unknowing, God. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way, Lord God, of escape when the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, Lord God, tries to present itself before us, oh God, as temptation, God, but you make a way out of escape. We thank you, Father, that you're rescuing your people right now, God. Those, Lord God, have been tempted to do things, Lord God, that is unheard of, oh God, or maybe a small thing, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, that if you said no, God, we know, Lord God, to turn ourselves away, and if we did give into temptation, God, we thank you that your love tells us, Lord God, your love draws us to repentance, oh God. So tonight, God, we thank you for making, Lord God, another way out of no way, oh God, for making a way for those, Lord God, that need, Lord God, money in the bank, Lord God, need a way, Lord God, for their
food to be on the table, God, making a way, Lord God, for those that are in the hospital, Lord God, and wanting to have surgery but don't have the finances, Lord God, to make it happen, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're making a way for them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you're touching the woman, Lord God, is about to give birth in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you're covering her, God, that you'll be able to deliver in the mighty name of Jesus, in a healthy manner, in Jesus' name, God. We pray for those, Lord God, that are away from their families, Lord God, the military, oh God, that is away from their families around this season, Lord, and we pray that you'll bring comfort to the children, bring comfort to the mothers and the fathers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bring comfort to the grandparents, oh God, in Jesus' name, God. We pray, Lord God, that as those that are out on the ship, Lord God, those that are away, Lord God, overseas, God, those that are, Lord God, can't even come home, God, because it's too far away, God, we pray, God, that you'll bring a comfort to them in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're turning situations around, Lord God, even in the midnight hour. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are able to turn things around for your children's good, Lord. And so, Lord, whatever they're petitioning tonight, God, we're believing you, Lord God, that we stand on your word and your promises, oh God. You said, Lord God, the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much, oh God. So all we have to do is confess our faults to one another, God, and pray for one another that we will be healed, God. We thank you, oh God, that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man, woman, shall availeth much, oh God. So today, God, as we give, Lord God, you the glory and praise, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're hearing our cry tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for covering the fivefold ministry in Jesus' name. God, touch the apostles. Touch, Lord God, the prophets, oh God. Touch the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers in the name of Jesus. Equip them, Lord God, even the more, Lord God, as they dissect your word in Jesus' name, as they draw closer to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're giving them, Lord God, insight, Lord God, on what's to come in Jesus' name, God. Give them sharper ears, Lord God, to hear your word, Lord God, to hear your sound in Jesus' name, God. Soften their hearts in the name of Jesus. Though the people, Lord God, may reject them, Lord God, we pray that you'll put a shield of protection over their heart right now, God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, that they will guard their hearts with all diligence in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that they'll be gentle as doves, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, but give them strength. In the name of Jesus, give them exactly what they need as they take a step of faith, Lord God, as they take a leap of faith, God, to trust you, oh God, on what you said for them to do, Lord God. Do it well in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're sending a revival, oh God, all across this land, as those, Lord God, that are leaving, Lord God, this place, Lord God, fast, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that those, Lord God, that need to hear your word, Lord God, when they meet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the funeral homes, oh God, or in the churches, oh God, they will get their house in order. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, Lord God, in this hour, in this season, Lord. Thank you for touching us, Lord God, and letting us move, oh God, swiftly, Lord God, through the unction of your spirit, God. We pray that whatever takes place on tonight, God, we will be careful to give you the glory and the honor and praise, oh God. Be glorified, be magnified as we give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for all the prayers that have gone up, oh God. We thank you for your precious intercessors, oh God. We thank you for the people of God all over the world, oh God, that is hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We thank you for those, oh God, hallelujah, that stand on the wall and don't come down. And, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, they sacrifice their time in prayer and studying the word so that they can be able to minister, oh God, to those that come nigh them, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every man, woman, boy, and girl, oh God. Hallelujah, that have decided to follow you, Lord, and hallelujah, to be obedient to your word, line upon line and precept upon precept. But most of all, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, we want to just pray for those that don't know you, oh God, hallelujah, in the pardon of their sins. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will tug on their heart and they will respond, oh God, of what must I do to be saved. I pray for those that are backslidden, oh God, that they will hear the word, oh God, and hallelujah, reminisce on everything
that what was done in their lives, oh God, and that they, God, will repent and do that first work over again. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for those that are contemplating, Lord God, to leave in the faith, oh God, and go back out into the world, Lord. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that, oh God, that you will minister them in a special way. Excuse me, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that you're moving on those that never heard of Bible truth, oh God, never heard a testimony, oh God, by David or Goliath, oh God. They never heard about Moses, oh God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that somehow, some way, Lord God, that the word of God will reach them, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, that they will have a chance to say, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, what must I do to be saved? So, Father, in this hour, in this season, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, we pray for those that are far and near, oh God, those that, hallelujah, are homeless, oh God, those that are out on the streets, Lord God, is wandering around, not clothed in their right frame of mind. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for those that are contemplating, Lord God, to take a whole bunch of people out in this season, Lord. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the angels would minister to them, Lord God, hallelujah, give them a change of heart, Lord God, and hallelujah, instead of them want to do a mass murder, Lord, they would do a mass revival, Lord God, and begin to minister the word of God, hallelujah, like never before. Lord God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus because you can do the impossible, oh God. Lord God, and I pray, hallelujah, that the seeds of faith, oh God, that have been, oh God, hallelujah, coming together, Lord God, hallelujah, the water, oh God, the seeds that already been planted, Lord God, and that you will bring forth a harvest of righteousness in the last and evil days. Lord God, remember our youth in a special way, Lord, because they face so many things, oh God, that we did not face in our youth, oh God. But I pray right now in the name of Jesus, the more they hear the word, the more they want the word, oh God, and they will turn from those things in the world. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, for every false, oh God, teacher and false prophet, oh God, and false preacher, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will come and realize, oh God, hallelujah, glory be to God, that the word is real and you are real, oh God, hallelujah, and they will stop their falseness, oh God, and begin, oh God, hallelujah, to live, hallelujah, that which they're doing in the hallelujah, to, on the behalf of you. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, that we will all band together as one, oh God, not isms and schisms and fighting, oh God, but oh God, hallelujah, Lord, build up the kingdom of God, Lord God, because the voice is everlasting too late, and before you crack the sky and say, come, my people, come, Lord, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, let us continue to examine ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus, and oh God, we be careful to give you the praise and glory and honor. Now, Father, as the word comes forth on tonight, Lord, use the vessels of God, hallelujah, Lord, to speak a word in season, oh God, to bless the people of God, hallelujah, this last Monday night, oh God, hallelujah, of 2022. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, oh God, hallelujah, oh, we thank you, Lord God, for this, oh God, hallelujah, first Monday, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we magnify you in Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteryou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, lost in the world from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me shall be able to prosper. Turn out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Bless you in top of the evening to each and every one of you. And I personally want to welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. This is Monday, first Monday in December 2022. We'll never have this again. As we prepare to go into 2023, if the Lord tarry long, we're welcoming each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. And we certainly honor the Lord for allowing us to breathe the air that he has given us once again. And thanking God for each and every one of you all from globally and around the world for connecting with us. And we certainly bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. Certainly can invite others to join in with us. I know that they will be blessed by the worship experience. Certainly we know that it's only through the grace of God and the Spirit of the Lord God that we are be where we are positionally in the kingdom of God. And certainly I thank God for the prayer warriors, you intercessors, ministry gifted leaders, those who come daily in the 5 a.m. to teach, minister, to pray, to exhort through the word of God as God has given it to you. I bless you all on today as well, and thank you for all that you do for the kingdom of God and with the word of knowledge that the Lord has given you through revelation and your experience in the kingdom of God. I always say growth demands change. And anytime you're growing and developing, it requires a level of maturity, experience, and the strength to be able to do what you do as a ministry gifted leader. So we acknowledge your position and your worth in the kingdom of God. So I bless the Lord for each and every one of you all on today. I want to share a little bit about the vision of this prophetic conference line as we enter into year 12 and how so many things have transpired in that almost 12 years of being on the conference line and 19 years serving as Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry Overseer and 27 years of ministry and counting and thanking God for being in the earth realm as he has given me the last 55 years. Certainly, I bless the Lord for that energy and the synergy to minister the word of God in a time where there's so many cataclysmic events that are happening in ministry and around the world. But knowing that God has kept us in a place in him in spite of what people see, think, feel, view from a blind spot, the things that God had brought us through. So we bless the Lord for that on today. And we give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he has allowed us to be able to do. I want to talk about the vision, once again, of the prophetic conference line that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1. Habakkuk, a minor prophet, spoke these words. He said, I will stand upon my watch post, position, gate, and I will stand upon my watch. He said, he turned there real quickly. And set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what he, Elohim, will say unto me and what I shall and what I shall answer when I am reproved. That word means when I am made ready. That write the vision. Make it plain upon table. He may one that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. So it tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold his soul, which is lifted up in him. Behold his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. A just shall live by faith. That's the scripture of the prophetic conference line in the vision of the prophetic conference line. Is to communicate the life of God, Elohim, and to his people and change the world with one touch, the phone, to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual. And they are in need of a kingdom leaders, or kingdom leaders at heart, that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. That's the vision. The mission is through teaching, training, prophesying, activating the fight of God within the person. Vision, and that's the mission of the prophetic conference last. It has blessed many of us, and we hit it in a powerful trajectory in this season. Join us. You ain't seen nothing yet. And certainly we bless the Lord for all that he is doing for those who trust in him and lean on him and know that his will shall be done according to the things of the kingdom of God. We honor the Lord on today. And certainly we don't take his plan for the lives of his people for granted, but we honor him for who he is to us in us and through us. So we bless God for that on today. All right. Now, I know for many of you, you've all heard me say this in time past. And I have. I always say we're not going to be before you long. So I won't say that tonight, but I'm going to try to pull it off on tonight. I'm not going in any other trajectory. I'm going to stay where I'm at, where I've been sharing with the people of God as we prepare for our Tuesday night service tomorrow. I've been teaching a series on It's Time to Graduate, but we're going to be dealing with the word, the subject, the mind. So we'll be sharing from that platform on tomorrow. But I want to go into the word of the Lord God from the book of 1 John, the book of 1 John. The book of 1 John, not the Gospel of St. John, but actually the book of 1 John, chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 and right at verse, I want to use verse 1 and go down, and we're going to kill the devil when we finish. Let's go from there. I like to teach on the word of the Lord God. You can share with others and invite them to join the conference line. If you're on blog side, you can invite others. You can go to Administrator Lisa Bryan page and invite others to come and invite them to come. This is a word from the Lord. I'm only taking it to the revelatory perspective. The logos is already in place, so therefore it's the written word of God. But how many know that in the word of God we need to receive the revelation of what God is saying as he gives it to the inspired writers of the word. What am I speaking? What am I saying here? The Bible is not infallible. It's translatorial. It's translation. It's translatorial means that there was translated of the word of God. And so therefore, there were many who gave their input as it relates to theology, Christology, pneumatology, and eschatology of the word of God. Theology, 39 books are written exactly to talk about the identity of the mysterious of God himself. And you say that for some, theologically, the argument is the identity and the mysterious. Well, God is not a human. He's a spirit. So therefore, when you read theology, you have to read it from the mysteria of the writer. And the mysterious of the writer is Elohim, the transliteration of the writing became the word God. To replace it for more English people or the English language or translation to the King James Version of the Bible. And so the 39 books of theology talks from the transliteration of the writers. And these writers who wrote from revelation, and they gave the revelation of what the life of God was, from scrolls, from Arabic, Hebrew, and actually the writings, the hieroglyphic writings that they exhibited from what they seen in caves, what they seen in pyramids. Egyptiology is to study the actual life of the king and how things were written from the historicity of biblical history as it relates to its writing and its the ability to take the creative events of those times that were biblical and then put them in writings and scrolls and deal with the revelation of those who came down in history and wrote the stories about the inspired miracles of God, whether by Mosaic law or Moses and his teaching to Israel and bringing them out of Egypt into what we would consider Canaan land, to the promised land. He didn't go, but his impact through the wilderness allowed the people to be able to follow his leading and guidance. So you get five books of what we call law. You get Genesis, you get Exodus, Leviticus, you get Numbers, and you get Deuteronomy. After that, you get a visitation from his son in the gospel, which is considered Joshua. And Joshua opens us up with the first book that would be considered named after a person. But all of the other books are books that were written as it relates to the genealogy, the gene, the phenomena of God. And to be able to understand the actual book of Genesis opens us up to really understand the atom of the brain and to understand the web of the mysterious of God himself in creation to manifest in humanity. And eventually he will use the term, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So in eternity, he opens it up for all of his eternal beings, the fallen one and the one that did not fall, to be introduced to the mysterious of mankind who would then dominate the earth and dominate the earth with power and authority. And the Adam is then created from the estate of the sound of God. So man now will become the creative mechanism of his sound, and the dust of the ground will create the rhythm of the spirit of soul and sinew, where man will become flesh, and he will dominate the earth through the 5-6 dimensions of the world, from infirmaments to infirmaments, to dominion, to light, to darkness, to creativity of the waters, and to move down to understand the ability to create and speak and design everything that will be in existence in 6 dimensions. And we will then now release them into the mind of him. We will open up the mind and visit them. Because if you ever hear the word of the Lord God, when the Adam decided to open up to the sound and the frequency of serpenthood, then they fell. But God visited the garden, and the word of the Lord God said his voice walked through the garden. His voice walked through the mind of man to talk to them and have a conversation with the man concerning his mind. And notice he says to God when it happened, he said, Adam, where are thy? What part of the brain did you respond to? And then he now responds from that place, and he speaks these words after he said what he said, the woman you gave me. And theologically, men in our mindset and our creativity ability will always blame woman, when really what he was saying, the womb of me made the mistakes. How many know that men make mistakes from their woman, the womb that's in them? Preach Matthews. So you have to understand that from that place, he made the error. And so he had to now make the choice and the decision to maintain the Adam or continue to stay in the Eve, the evil that was done. And so from Genesis, it opens us up to the creativity of those chapters. And then the battle goes in each chapter. You will understand the events of time. Then there was a visitation made, and from the visitation that was made, there was a shift, because evil was so bad that God said he repented he ever made man. And so he called the flood to come, and he had to now establish another people in category 2. So therefore, the Genesis opens us up to many understandings. Even before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob became who they were, and it suspended the culture of melon, because actually you'll find that to happen after the ark or Noah. Noah would then be chosen to build an ark, and he would put in the ark his family and the animal kingdom. And so what he would do now is his ark would be the safe haven for his family that would then procreate earth. But in procreating earth, God chose him to create an ark, so that he can put a safe haven for the people. And from that safe haven of the people, his family, then the animal kingdom was there. And so by way of the animal kingdom and the flood, there was a new time cycle built, and you have that visitation. And then after that visitation, you deal with the giants, and from that visitation, you deal with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now you have to deal with God coming down to visit and see that man was so together and tight that he had to come down and confuse their languages. Then you get different languages from that. The book of Acts bring it all back together when the day of Pentecost was fully coming. They were all in one accord in one place. And in a visitation of the room, the Spirit of God fell on their tongue. It was not the tongues that we talk about. It was tongues of languages. If you study it in the book of Acts, you'll find out it was languages of other nations. And God was bringing everything back because of the paraclete of eternity was given to humanity of Yeshua. And he would leave a comforter through John. And he says to them, you will do greater works than I because I go to the Father. And so from 39 books of theology, you understand that in those encrypted coded systems of what we call concealed information of the 39 books, we receive a visitation through frequency of God, through inspired men of God. You move through the priest, then you move through Judaism, then you move through the history of the priesthood, you move through the history of kings and prophetic people, and you have priesthood. Leviticus speaks about that. Exodus talks about leading out. Genesis prepared you. Exodus said go out. The priesthood now brings you back in to understand garment, praise, worship, the events, the Judaic calendar, the events of the feast of the year. Then Numbers open you up to understand the genealogy of the background of the family line, lineage, and to understand exactly the details of events. So no one would be out of it, even excluded. That's why you get the confusion when Noah gets drunk and his son walks in and sees them naked and laugh, and then the other brother comes in and you get Shem, and then everybody say all of us are cursed to the bone and so forth. But out of that came Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob out of Shem, so obviously something good came out of that. But to move on from that place that's hidden in history, but you move from that to understand the genealogy of the numbers, and that's numbers of the tribes of families and generations. Then you get Deuteronomy, all connected to law. But then Joshua hits it off. Then after Joshua hits it off, you deal with all of the other biblical events, Bible events, and inspired events that will be taught, told, and shared through these men. Then you would deal with Judges, you would deal with Ruth, you would deal with 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the Song of Solomon, you would Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Enos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, Zephaniah, Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, and then Malachi will conclude the 39 books, and Jesus come on the scene, and then we get the term, he will beat with 39 stripes. So we watched the movie, and you will see him whip with 39 stripes when he took on the 39 books of the Old Testament, and then it goes on to talk later on, there's not even numbers of the miracles and the books that was written. And so theologically, you get interruption in biblical phenomena in history. When you get interruptions, you get leaders or you get books that are historically connected to the Word of God. However, due to events in history of Constantine, Jesuit order, Catholic Church, secret societies, and you name it, they take sacred codes out of the Bible through the operation of Nephilim in ancient societies so that the specific details of exactly the mysteries are kept in encrypted codes or in secret societies. And so what they do is take that information. And so most of the information we get what we call translation. And so what people call scrolls, it's translation, because languages change in 1800 and 1611 and 1511 and 1400s and AB and BC, times have changed. And so we get the close application to the word of the Lord God from the Old Testament. Then we move into what we call New Testament, which I always say that New Testament is really Old Testament until Yeshua leaves and come back. So you get Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is well known as gospel, what we call Christology, the life, death, burial, and the resurrection power of Jesus. Life, death, burial. His life, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Four. Then I have to include five, which means power. You have to have power to do all of those things in the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And so you have those and from that Jesus or Yeshua HaMashiach, Hebrew, you Arabic, you will understand that his life, where he would be considered the Messiah, and through his Messiah, or his him being the one who would be the forerunner, the second Adam, he would be the one that will come on, and he will fulfill what was concealed. And everything that was concealed was fulfilled through him. And he will actually be the second Adam to fulfill everything through him. I wanted to deal with a little bit of Davidic and a little bit of Mosaic law there in Judaism, but there we would then have to argue all night. And I don't want to waste everybody's time, and I would have to make everybody open up their books and go through some math questions and equations. So I want to rest on that, on the point of staying right here with taking us to what we will deal with more from Yeshua. So Matthew, Mark, and Luke are written by what we call autobiography. Biography, the writer, auto is someone writes your story. And so from John, from Matthew's, Mark, and from Luke and John, these are considered inspired or sons of Yeshua, of the 12 disciples. He had an inner circle of three sons of thunder. And these were the ones who had details of what Jesus did in his life on earth. And they will give you the stories of his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and ultimately his power. And from these four books, you get fulfilled. Fulfilled means that everything was concealed. Jesus took them on 39 stripes. He was able to literally he took on everything that was concealed, and he revealed them to the Spirit where the letter was. In the 39 books, he comes on and brings the letter to the Spirit realm, and he now gives you grace, but mercy remains unseated. And so, therefore, out of his book, he will become that perfect Adam for mankind. And from his place, he will actually reveal what was concealed. And after he was able to do that, it ended the chapters of the priest going on once a year to open up the substratum of sin and go in on behalf of the people. He ripped the veil. He pulled down what we call in the Catholic Church, he closed the door to the hidden part of that. And he fulfilled priests. He fulfilled prophetic. He established kingdoms. And where it was king, now he became kingdom. So they had the prophet, then they had what we call judges, and then you had kings, and then connected to the kings was the prophets. And so he was able, in the priesthood too, and he became all of those things through his Adam. But it had to be established through son, because it had to leave room in the genealogical of the Old Testament so that it can be established. And so from that place, you have to understand that Davidic lineage was established, and it didn't take away Mosaic law and teaching. You just had to go through the line. And so between the law and getting into the book of history, and then moving to the book of history to what we call poetic books to prophetic books, then the establishment of Jesus coming on the scene and ultimately being that perfect sacrifice. We'll go to the mountain in a minute. I'm just teaching a little bit because a lot of people want inspiration, but they don't want information. I mean, you can go and Google it and do all the research and go in your thesaurus and go into your Greek and Hebrew and Arabic and follow me along the way. I'm taking you on a small journey and we'll take you to the mountain as we end. And so from this place, we're going to deal with John chapter 4, verse 1. I just want to get you started. Sometimes people got to get off work and get their mind stimulated. Some people want to get their food in. Some of them want to sit down. I'm going to stimulate you a little bit, and then I'm going to take you there, and I'm going to let you go for yourself. So what you have here is you have all of these transitions. It's literally Old Testament is for the transition in to establish the actual order of biblical phenomena. I can even go back and say through all of this, what we've done, I can sum it up in one thing. In 2020, the President of the United States came before the Episcopal building in Washington, D.C., stood upheld of the Bible and said the Bible was fulfilled, and it was actually the fulfillment then. Later on, everything coming to divine order, and we're at today because of all of these things that was hid, and then all of the prophetic people come on the scene, and now we're at a critical place in the world where everything is committed to come back to the divine order in its original place. I can go there, but I want to break it all down so I can take you there, because no matter how much I teach, I got to go inside the mind of incarcerated people whose mind has been incarcerated with religion. And I think Mother Sidney said it with organization instead of going into organism, the tip tapping to our exact details. But give Eli Musk a few months, he's going to be just like a Nebuchadnezzar too. He'll be losing his mind too, because you can't go in there and think you can mess with the mind of God and think you're not going to lose your mind. Nebuchadnezzar already understood that in the book of Daniel. But nonetheless, let's move from that. We're just talking here. So to understand where we at, those 39 books opens you up to really understand the concealed information and to bring you into understanding what Jesus did to reveal to us the details of what we need to understand how concealed to very fulfilled. There we are. Jesus fulfilled it to give it to us after the book of Acts. Because when you get the book of Acts, you really got the book of action. So they really should have called the book of Acts the book of action, but they gave it the book of Acts. And so from Old Testament concealed to what we call gospel reveal to Acts fulfill. I really love dealing with Old Testament. Some of my colleagues and theologians, they don't like Old Testament. Then you have people who love Old Testament, but then like those who like gospel. I find that most people who study the gospel, they're more, more my friends in the Baptist church. They like more gospel. My friends in apostolic churches like more what we call Acts, anything after Acts, because they deal with the revelatory knowledge. Then you have those who stay in the Old Testament, which is more Judaism. Then you deal with a little bit of the Judaic teaching, and then you have some what I would consider Methodist people. And then you have a lot of the Catholics, but they deal with more of the gospel. And so then when you get into Acts, everybody messes with it a little bit, especially when they need grace, because they run to Paul's teaching and then they justify David's experience. So you have people who master Paul's teaching, but justify David's experience. So you have the two, and so then you get a battle between grace people and mercy people. Then you get the battle with those who don't even know God. So they'll follow you anywhere you go, as long as you can keep me on the trail to give me a little bit of Jesus, it's all right. But then you have those who just don't even know if they're up or down, in or out on any given day. And so that's why they can run from places to mountains to heal, and then you try to figure out who they are. And so, but then you have that. But the important is to be able to understand exactly the revelation. Because when you read Old Testament, you have to read it from the concealed part of it. And when you're not open to the knowledge of having to study or meditate in God, open you up to the substratum of the cerebellum and the cerebrum and central nervous system where he began to reveal to you. You get these headaches because now you have to contradict yourself, because you have to go inside and contradict a preacher that told you all of this foolishness over the years and paganistic stuff. And then then people come out of that, well, I still want to enjoy those things. But you can't, because when God began to reveal to you what's concealed, then Christology brings you into what we call from concealed to reveal. And then now you have to operate in the place when he reveals it to you, to the place called fulfill. You're now fulfilled with it. You're birthing out. You're fulfilled with that information. So from concealed to reveal to fulfill. And a lot of people can never get to the place of being fulfilled in God because they forever learning, never coming into the knowledge of the truth, because they don't study themselves to prove to God, or let the word of the Lord God, to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when truth show up, you got to rightly divide it. When you know how to read the truth, you'll find out that when truth come in, a lie has no power. See, truth come in and then a lie has no power. So we have a lot of people who operate from a what was the word I was using when I was doing one of my teaching some time ago? We had people that would, it'll come to me. But from this place, we will be able to know and understand that the word of truth, to be able to divide the word of truth. That means that we will speak from the word apologetics that they use, meaning being able to defend God's word. And sometimes people don't know how to defend God's word because they haven't studied the word of God. And so out of the 53,000 different religions around the world and teachers and training, you have to be able to stand your ground, in other words, and be able to stand your ground regarding the very wisdom and the knowledge that God will give you. Because when you begin to deal with religion and religiosity and denominationalism, those are not fights. Those are just platforms that people use to dominate and control the mind of the people. But when you tap into the revelation of God, seeing those who want to use creativity language and charismatic thoughts on you, you will be able to outdo them, because God will reveal to you the mysterious of the kingdom of God. So from theology to Christology to covenant to pneumatology, you will be able to use phenomenology, because God will give you the phenomena of events and time, and you will be able to teach the word of God. So while they're debating and battling, God would sit there and he would go into your brain and open you up. You know how you go into those text messages and text somebody, and you know you go into email. God would download the mysteries of the word of God, and he will give you events and times how to expound on it. So when you talk to the people, they will be amazed by it, and demons will fear you, because they know that you have tapped into a dimension where they cannot hijack the anointing on your life, and you will be able to bring the word of God down with clarity and understanding. People hate men and women of God that gets a revelation. Because, see, a revelation don't come that day. A revelation came when he said, let there be. The moment he said, let there be, he gave you everything you need to move into the mysterious, what we call the concealed, to be able to understand the revealed, and then to forefield, and then to eschatology, to move into the exiting out of a matter, because it's through the word of God that he will give you that stuff. And revelation literally don't always come from what we call the logos, because the logos is the word that's already there. It comes from the kairos of God. And kairos of God require that you don't use your iPad, you don't use your phone, you don't have the time to write it down. The kairos of God means I've opened up to anything at any scheduled time. I'm willing to tap into the mind, will, and thought of God. And when God begins to speak, then he turns, he transforms you.
what he does then is he transforms you into him. You become just like him. So in other words, you become little God, and God will begin to reveal to you what you need to be able to flow in that spiritual dimension, and you will be able to talk and share the revelation of God only kept in secret society, hidden people, and those who are connected to the system of bowing, the creativity of bowing. Once you bow, it really means you bow to and you bowed out. So most people who bow to these ancient deities, they bow to and they bow out, and they give of themselves to that. And so from this place, you understand what we call pneumatology. Pneumatology opens us up to his spirit, the Holy Spirit, or what we call the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. Then through the Holy Spirit, God will reveal to you and give you specific details of events in the Word of God and bring it alive. And then he starts revealing it to you. And when you meet God, you really have met yourself. You really meet God, you met yourself. That's why you won't be a puppet, you won't be cloned, you won't be deceived, or you won't be manipulated, because you're moving into being God revealing you to you, revealing you to yourself and who you really are in him. And so from that place, you will get that pneumatology, and then eschatology, revelation, epistles, Paul writing, he wrote from death row, and his creed of writing, then you get John, you get a little bit of Peter, you get James, then you get a little bit of Peter, then you get a little bit of John, and it takes you on in. So I want to take you over to the book of John. Let's go to try to do it in 10 minutes and be done. And so the Old Testament is comprised of what you call Matthew, Mark, Luke, then you get Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. You get 27 books. You would actually get 27, you actually get 25, because the other book is what we call eschatology, but it's all called New Testament based upon those writers. I told you translation of the book. And so you get these particular writings. And so John, 1 John opens you up with John. He's talking to the believers, and he's encouraging their faith. And he's encouraging their faith to really understand in a time where you're dealing with what we call counterfeits, to be able to bring you into understanding. I hope something was said to you in the first part of the expository of it. And so let me try to put a few of the lenses on real quickly. Teach this, say it good. There we go. We can see really beautiful now. Thank you, Lord. So John Gospel opens you up with the, he's letting the believers know that you are on target, or he's assuring them that as believers, their faith must stand in the counterfeit or the false teachings that were going on. Apostle John, it was explaining to the church how it is important to understand what's happening in the world and what's going on in the events of the world. And so in his particular writing, the Apostle John writes these things to the believer. And so when you get to or arrive to 1 John chapter 4, he is now speaking and talking to the believers about understanding truth in the middle of false. And so many of us right now, we really need to understand truth. I've shared with our church on yesterday some very important information, especially as it relates to what's going on in the world right now. There's a battle between truth and false. And so 1 John chapter 4, we believe not every spirit, but try the spirit rather they are of God. Now notice, now many of us, I did it once before I tried to tackle, well, I did it once before, but I came into the knowledge that I could read this particular verse here. It says, believe, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, rather they are of God. Notice it didn't say try the spirit by the spirit, or try the spirit of the spirit. It said try the spirit, rather they are of God. In other words, this word try, rather here, it means the choice between or alternative. To take it a little deeper, to be able to distinguish people, most of us use the word discernment, but a lot of people aren't discerning, they're really suspicious. So this word means to try the spirit rather. You have to be able to distinguish between the lie and the truth. Try the spirit. In other words, any man that's trying the spirit, what you're doing is you're judging and distinguishing between the truth of the word of God or the lie from the person. And so to distinguish means to be able to understand, to apply the revelation of God to bring you into understanding that when a person talks, you can pick up if it's the word of God or not. And so to try the spirit, rather you're distinguishing truth from false. And once you distinguish truth from false, you will be able to move and you will be able to speak, they call it apologetics. You will be able to defend the word of God with truth. Because the body now in the world are live and breathe upon imagery of titled people. People who are heavy with titles and heavy with rankings and heavy with garments. And so we move by the outer appearance, not by the inner appearance. That's why you have people who don't really understand love as it relates to a conversation with people who have love. They did take love to the fact that it's a ceremonial to them when it's really a hello and God bless you and I live this life. You follow me? I don't want to deal with that today because I will have to go into the mountain on some people tonight, but I'll leave them right there. So to be able to distinguish is to be able to understand the difference of who and the difference of what. Because in the world today, I believe it's Matthew 24:24, where it talks about false Christ, false prophets, in as somewhat or so much, it will fool the very elect. And so you have to know when you understand, rather, you will be able to tap into the called of God. And that means being open to distinguish what is or what not. And so whether they are of God, Elohim, or they are of God, the world, and you will know the difference. Because many prophets or false prophets are gone into the world. Hereby know ye by the Spirit of God. You will know them that dwell among you. You will know the difference of them. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is Christ is come in the flesh. It comes in the flesh of it. Well, everyone, let's take it there. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof have heard, whereof ye have heard that it should come, even now already is it in the world. Verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcame them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hear them. We are of God. He that knoweth God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby knoweth we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. But verse number 4, ye are God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcame the world, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I've been sharing this for a while, and I'm going to stay in this vein right here. I want to deal with the person in this tonight that the Lord gave me, and I told you I'm going to be done in just a few minutes. Seriously now, seriously. Probably within 5 minutes. It's time to go big or don't go at all. This is the big one. For me, it's time to go big or don't go at all. I ain't taking anything less than. And so what he's saying here in this particular book, you have to be able to distinguish what's big, and you have to distinguish what's disqualified from your big. In other words, now you have to know that where you're going in the kingdom of God is either go big or don't go at all. Wherever you're going in your next, go big or go don't go at all. Because in this dispensation for which we are in right now, many of the believers don't understand that God wants them to prosper far greater than where they are at religiously. We already guaranteed the blessing because it's already been spoken in the Genesis. I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. And it's already defined in the blessing. But now I'm taking you to the dimension to go bigger than. You have to know that you get to go big or don't go at all. That's why he said greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So there's something in all of us that is far greater than we can ever imagine or experience. The philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson said, I quote, what lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters compared to what lies within us. In other words, most believers don't really understand the power that you have inside of you, because you're too busy following the mandate or the report of the devil. And so the devil invests so much into our past and what we've done in our past, when God has invested in telling us to get up. And most of us, we don't believe that we can get up because we're so invested in our past. And the reason why most people are invested in their past is because they don't believe that God has delivered them and set them free. And you cannot pray for consequences. Those are already the things you've already done in your past. Grace covers consequences. Mercy covers the rest of us. We have to understand where we're at. And so many of the believers have to know that where we're going now, we must go big or don't go at all. Every opportunity that God gives us in this season, we must go for it without unlimited stopping in the things of God. You can't limit yourself to what you heard or what somebody told you. And most of us, we're only defined by what people say. You don't need confirmation from another person that doesn't have the power of manifestation. People will dictate to you where you're going to be or where you're at. A squeaky wagon squeaks all the time. A full wagon squeaks every now and then. When you're full of the word of God, no one can stop a man or woman that have the word inside of them. You don't need confirmation. All you do is stay in revelation, and it will bring you to manifestation, because you are the carrier of the word. And so you won't be moved by the ways of religion and the ways of people. You will follow the ways of God, because you already tried the spirit, whether it be of God. And if you know that it's not of God, you will not go down that road of following people who tell you they're God by their title and don't have God in their spirit. Because where the spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. You can't be controlled by title-bound people who are trying to control. What they do is just control your spirit. But when you operate in the beyond of God and to move into the revelation of God, then you require to move into the power of greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You don't operate from the world perspective. The world cannot influence something that's walking in the greater of God. Because when you walk in the greater of God, you walk in the power of unlimited anointing, unlimited resources of God, because he's forever revealing to you the power that be. God doesn't stop talking. He's always talking. The problem, are you listening? Are you listening to the email, the text message, the problem, the issues, the world challenges, or are you listening to the power of God? Because in that place, God is forever talking because he's a DNA specialist. He specializes in everything that he does in you and through you and for you to bring you into the greatness of who you are in him. So greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's time for the believers to understand it's time to go big or don't go at all. You want the small stuff that's materialistic. I want the greater. I want to own all of it. I want to be able to move in that place of God. I hear people always talking about dimensions and rounds and up and down and the next step and the next step. And then 2 minutes later, 3 weeks later, or a year later, they oppress, depress, suppress, mentally oppress, the bipolar, schizophrenia, lunatic, and feel like you just talked about all these dimensions because they really wasn't in a dimension. They was in an emotion. And because they're moving in emotion, they call it a dimension. You got to be able to flow in the power of God and control the emotional systems of the world. Because when you flow in that dimension, the enemy can't control you. You control the enemy. And he has no power to rule over your thoughts and your mind and the will that you are. You won't be on a roller coaster ride with your own self and blaming everybody for your problems. Because you have passed. You have passed the test of life. We talk about wickedness. A lot of stuff ain't wickedness. It's being tested. You've been tested in life. Those are tests that you go through, and you have to complete the test. That's why it says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have to tell everybody your story. Let them read your book. Everybody want to look on the outside of the book. They don't want to read it. You let them read the book. They'll find it out. They'll know the truth because it requires them to read instead of sitting there trying to think. Because you got a lot of people thinking, let me think about what they are. And then if it don't feel good, let me lie on them. Because you got a lot of people that don't think. Thinkers don't. Thinkers are great. Thinkers are great people that think. They can move in a lot of different places. Then you got those that are that think too much. Then you have those that ain't thinking about nothing. So the enemy helps them by thinking for them. But then you have those that get inside the detail, and they tap into the revelation of it. And now they get the story, and they understand exactly the detail of what was supposed to be applied there. You don't have to put a comma where a period should be. You know where the conjunctions are, the adjective, the adverb. You ain't got to live life on the run-on. You'll be able to stop, and you'll be able to position yourself in the kingdom of God. So you will be able to move in that place in God and through God and create a revelation from God. You don't have to sleep. You're not moved by people or what they say or what they do and how they tell you when they tell you when to go up and down, in and out. You're not moved by emotions and feelings and all of those things. You move by the power and the presence of God. So he says, greater is he, little children. He calls us little children. And he brings us into understanding that I am bringing you into the greater. And you have overcame what them. And because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're not following the technology of the world. You're following the presence and the power of God that rules the world. And you're following him, and he will keep you, guide you, navigate you. He will give angelic reinforcement on your behalf. He will give you power to walk and breathe and live in the spiritual dimension of him through faith and not fear. Your job, the place that gives you money to take care of what's necessary. God gives you the job to take care of the demon spirit that's holding your money down, that don't control you. That's the difference. I don't work for money. Money works for me because I understand currency, and currency is not on a dollar bill or a $100 bill. Our currency is an ability to tap into the mind of who has the sources and the resources. And you tap into that dimension, and they have to release what belongs to you because you have the power and the authority to tap into the spiritual dimensions of God that rule those that are ranking in authority. And so you don't have to worry about a supervisor or a manager or a director or the board of directors. You go to the CEO of the universe and you decree and declare access to that spiritual dimension. So while you're on your break and the CEO drives in with his limo and his posse, he'll notice you and ask you questions, how's the company coming? And you'll be able to respond to him and give him the data of the company and tell him your background and then prophesy into your life. And he'll be amazed. Who are you? What department you in? I need a little bit more information because you're not dealing with supervisors. You're not dealing with directors. You're not dealing with managers. You're dealing with the source. So you're tapping into the source. I'm prophesying to somebody right now. You're tapping into the source. And then when you get to the source, you ain't asking for an autograph. You're dealing with you being the autograph. You being the database of God. And you're speaking prophetically from that place. And then favor is on you. It rests upon you. And then doors of opportunity open. And then they say, well, what do you need? Anything I can do for you? What is it that you want to do in this corporation? I need training. I want to raise. I want to be in management because I want to move this company. I want to be a shaker. And then you get a call from a supervisor and say, what is this you did? You want it in the office. We transferring you. We heard you. You getting ready to go back to school. That's why, because you're not in that level of place anymore. Because you're not thinking about a paycheck. You're thinking about a payday. Because you got that day you get paid for. Because everything is opening to you. You better go big in this season. Don't go at all. Don't go at all. You got to go for the gusto. You got to go for the heavy in this season. Because it's already there. I want heirs to this. I want heirs to that. I want power to control God. When you say move, I want to move. I ain't moving to a payday. I ain't using my 401k. I'm not using my vacation pass. I'm not using my monthly points that I got to use. I'm going to step out and do what's necessary because that's the time that we're in. It's time to go big because greater is he that is in you. You can't be scared when supervisors talk to you. You can't be scared when managers talk to you. You can't be timid. You got to walk in authority and boldness for this one so that when you move it in the power of God. You move it as a representative of eternity. You just happen to deal with some mind that's only in the timetable. And you're changing those things because you're operating at that spiritual place in the Lord. And when you operate at that spiritual place in the Lord, nothing can stop you. Demons can't even stop you. They have to have permission and a permit from you because you're at that place in God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I trust the Lord for my house. I trust the Lord for the car. I trust the Lord for the promotion, the clothes, the job. I trust the Lord for what he's going to do because I have to totally put my trust in him. And I have to put my trust in him because everything is big now. I'm going for the big now. God, you told me I can do it. I'm trusting you to do it. I'm trusting you to make a way. I'm not using an excuse. I'm trusting you to do what you said you're going to do. So go big. Don't go at all. Go big. Don't go at all. Leave it alone. Go big and go out. I've heard a whole lot of people. Some of them doing all of these big things. And then the next thing you know, you know the devil's busy. Oh, you didn't think you didn't know he was busy. But you're just as busy as he is. The devil, no, it's people. He uses people. It's the people that discourage you. It's the wrong people that you waiting for. The wrong people that you connected to. The wrong people that get you mad. It's the wrong people that try to tell your story. It's the wrong people that get other people's ears. You just keep doing what God will tell you to do. You know, you're going to do it. And when you follow God, that's what's going to change the whole entire dynamic. And God will let them view what you're doing. But you'll go big or don't go at all. I ain't going in there, believer. Trust the Lord and know that his will shall be done. Ye are God, little children, and have overcame them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You overcome all of the adversity of the people to do what God told you in creation and watch what he's doing in your favor. Amen. I'm through. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is for in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. All right. Administrator Rita Bryant, we're wrapping it on up. Anyone have a question in comment? We bless the Lord for you on tonight. We thank God for the saints that are listening in from all over the world. Bless you on tonight. We give God praise, glory, and honor for you. Continue to follow us on First and Third Monday night, first at 7 o'clock p.m. every Wednesday, noonday, every Wednesday, noonday, 12 o'clock, 10 a.m. Elder Samuel Hunter and Tracy Pollard in the building. There will be other guests joining them in there. On Wednesday, we bless the Lord to join them for prayer. Come in and sit among the believers and pray and meditate. And then join us at noonday on the conference line as well. And those who join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday morning, first and third Friday, first and third Saturday, a dynamic kingdom leaders are ministering the word of the Lord God all 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, and 3 a.m. in the West Coast. We thank God for our team leaders in each state that represent the state and govern themselves accordingly. Thank you all so much for blessing us. And then Sunday morning, you can join us on blog side as well as our Facebook Live, our covenant partners, virtue members, and partners to the ministry. We thank God for you all today as well. All right. New Year's coming up real quickly here. We are in the fifth day, 5 days into it. So we're only 26 days away from the new year. So we bless the Lord for that. I'm already in my new year now. Enjoying it. If anyone have a question or comment at this time, we'll give you opportunity to do that. Minister Brian, anything over on your side?
We just welcome everyone that's listening in on the blog side and in the chat room, Dr. Matthews.
All right. Bless you on today. Thank God for the saints of God. All right. Anyone have a question and comment for us on today? We'll give you opportunity to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, faith to God. Well, we bless you on tonight. We certainly thank God for you. We give God praise and glory for the word of God on today. And we appreciate everything coming into alignment now in the land. As you're studying the history, you're watching it unveil itself in history. You're watching many new faces are on the scene, and you're watching the increased knowledge of God's words that's been released to his people in this time. And don't forget tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., another great kingdom leader will come and bless the people of God with the word from the Lord. We appreciate you all, beloved, and stay in that place of God. If you desire to be a blessing, you can do that by going to Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. Will be available as we restore you after letting you at yahoo.com. You can go to the website at we restore you, the letter you.org. Amen.
We thank God for the believers tonight and each and every one of you all tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you all, and we appreciate what God is doing in your life and for your life on today. Continue to follow our other kingdom leaders who are blessing and inspiring toward the word of God. We thank God for them as well, too. We give God praise, glory, and honor for many of you on this day. All right, be blessed. And shalom in your quarters, my prayer to you today. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.